You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 233 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 19th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we're continuing on with Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It, and we're talking about how lawyers can build their personal brand and what are the pillars upon which lawyers can build their personal brand. We talked about two different things earlier in this podcast. One is intent, or in other words, what is your why for being a lawyer? What is your why for doing the things you do? The second is authenticity. And the third one is passion. Now, what is passion? It could be exactly why you're doing the things you do and what really excites you every day. As Gary Vaynerchuk says in his book, he doesn't know anyone who works around their passion every day who isn't loving life. So the question is, what is your passion? And that could be so many different things. That can be you have a passion for the law. You have a passion for helping people. But you may have a passion for other things. You may have a passion for technology. You may have a passion for gaming, for basketball, for hockey, for sewing, for dance, for singing. There could be so many things that you have a passion for. The question is, what are you going to build your brand around? And then what you want to build your brand around is your passion. And that it doesn't matter why you want to build your brand. It could be for a number of different reasons, as I think we've talked about before. You could be building your brand to expand your legal business. You want to get more clients in the door, so you're going to build your personal brand. On the other hand, you may decide that you want to start a side gig. And therefore, maybe you want to make some income on the side so you can get out of your law job. Or you may want to have both of those things go simultaneously. It doesn't matter which one it is. You still want to focus on your passion. And that is for four reasons. Okay, number one. Reason number one is that you want to follow your passion because it's going to be hard to stick it out. There's going to be so many times that you're going to want to stop. So many times that you're going to feel like, you know, this is not working for me. And that's because it takes a long time to build your personal brand. It takes a long time to get listeners for your podcast, for viewers for your video casts, viewers for your YouTube channel, followers on your Instagram account, whatever platform you're using. It's going to take a long time and you're going to put a lot of effort. So if you don't enjoy what you're doing, it's going to be more likely that you're going to quit when it starts to get hard. Secondly, if you are passionate about what you're offering in the world, the quality of your service and your content is going to be of higher quality. It's going to be of the quality that it needs to get noticed, valued, and talked about, right? If you are excited about what you do, if you're passionate about it, then you're going to put forth a great product. You're going to put forth an outstanding piece of content that people are going to want to come and see it. On the other hand, it may not be that your business aligns with your passion. As I said, it's possible that you want to build your law firm, but your passion is actually guitar playing. Well, I can tell you what, if you have your platform devoted to your guitar playing, where that is the thing that's featured, people are going to want to know more about you. And if your guitar playing is excellent, they're going to want to know more about you, and they're going to find out, hey, this guy's a lawyer too. I wonder what he does. So many times, and a great example of that, my family, my wife and my two sons both do theater, and they do this summer theater program at a local high school. Now, this year, obviously, it's not happening because of COVID, but usually it does go on. And most of those people are not theater people. they do other things. There's a school teacher. There's a guy that's he's a creative inventor type. There is an accountant. There's a hairdresser. There are so many different things that these people do, but they follow their passion every summer and they do this. They do a theater show. And so, of course, people in the show or people who are in the audience are going to want to know more about the people that they see on stage. And so if you're a lawyer and you're interested in the arts, go follow that passion. And people are going to want to find out more about you and they're going to find out that you're a lawyer. On the other hand, it may be that, you're going to want to have your passion around your law practice. Well, then, of course, your legal content, your legal writing, the advice that you give online is going to be just as passionate, just as good as something else you might be doing. It's actually going to be better if that's your true passion. So what you're passionate about and the platform or the brand that you create may not exactly be the same. Or actually, the passion and the brand will be the same, but the product or the service may not. So it's very important to build your platform on your passion. It does not matter what your product or service is. Finally, your passion is, and this is what Vaynerchuk says, your passion is your backup generator when all your other energy sources start to sputter. Because there's going to be time when your passion is going to be the only thing that protects you from stress and frustration. That's a byproduct of creating your brand. So if you do it in the right way, your passion is going to keep you happy and it's going to make the choices that you have to make in your brand easier. So a couple of things to remember when following your passion. Number one, Vaynerchuk says to embrace your DNA. That means to play to your strengths. Again, your passion is something that you love. Your passion is something that excites you every day. And the same thing is with respect to the things that you can do and that you do well. You're going to play to your strengths. So if your brand is guitar playing, you're not going to talk about things about maybe a keyboard or other bands in the instrument. Other instruments in the band. Excuse me. You're going to continue to talk about guitar and guitar playing. Maybe you're a bad singer, but you are great at the guitar. You're not going to sing on your brand, right? So embrace the DNA that you have. Embrace and play to your strengths. Number two is to tell your story. So many people are so self-conscious. They're so they don't want to tell their story because they don't think that people want to hear it. Well, actually, the more authentic that you are and the more that you actually tell the story behind the why that you're doing something, you're going to be more interesting for people to watch on a YouTube channel, more interesting to hear in a podcast. That's why I always tell the story, you know, of getting laid off, of trying to build, you know, and to come up from the ashes of that, right? You know, I had a very hard time and I rose from the ashes. In the last 10 years, I've been building my practice based on the fact that I don't want to lose it, right? I want to build my practice and be successful and be able to grow this office to something that we're all going to be proud of, right? And so that's my story. You know, I didn't come from a rich family. I didn't come with lawyers in my family. I didn't come from people who taught me the soft skills, right? That's why I teach them. That's why I learn them and teach them. That's why I'm sharing my journey with all of you. So it's important. Tell the story behind your passion. Tell the story of why you got into the law. If your brand is something else, tell the story behind your brand, right? Third, Vaynerchuk says to go deep, not wide. You want to really delve into the one, maybe there's one or two things that your brand is gonna search for. For me, my brand is growing my practice, so rainmaking, and then the emotional intelligence, which essentially is, you know, a lot of lawyers go off the beaten, they go out of their minds because they're so busy, they're so serious, they're so worried that it goes to depression, they go to alcohol to numb the stress. And what I'm learning through the emotional intelligence, what I'm learning through the soft skills is how to reduce my stress without turning to those traditional things that lawyers reach to. So those are the two things that I go deep on. What are the one or two things that you want to go deep on with your brand? Number three, everyone needs to become a brand. That includes you. That includes people in your firm. That includes people on your team. You really want to become a brand, an individual brand, because yes, the firm should have a brand, but each individual person, including you, need to have a brand that shares a lot of those same values. And then number four, Vaynerchuk says, it's got to be you. You have to be you. You have to be an authentic person, and you have to be patient, and you have to work harder than anyone else in your niche. So there's a lot of competition, as you know. There's a lot of competition for legal work. There's a lot of lawyers who they're doing social media, they're doing advertising. As one lawyer, what can you do? And as you know, we're 233 episodes into this, right? You got to work hard. You got to be you. You got to tell your story, and you got to work hard and be patient. So those are the things that you want to work on as you go through your personal branding efforts. We got to have passion. So for your daily action item today, I want you to think about, what is the thing that you are passionate about? Again, it could be the law, but it could be something else. It could be the West Wing, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, basketball, tennis, books, poetry, whatever it is, whatever you're going to build your brand around, I want you to write it down right now to figure out what you are passionate about so we can build your brand around it. So I invite you to join in the discussion. Please leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on all of the major podcast distribution platforms. It would be great if today you could sit down and subscribe to the podcast and actually rate and review it, because it really helps other people to see it. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. We're going to be talking about sleep next week. The next session will be Wednesday, June 24th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.